a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. We think of scholarships as a way to help more students go to college. But there's a new scholarship program in Michigan that has nothing to do with college. The new program offers scholarships to babies. So the thing is, if you have a baby and you want to have a job or you need to have a job, you have to find childcare. And childcare costs money, thousands of dollars a year. Now, if your income is below the federal government's poverty line, about $24,000 a year for a family of four, then the federal government will help you pay for childcare. But if you're at, say, $28,000 a year, you're not eligible.
So I'm sure that we can all imagine the challenges faced by families of four at that income level who would just be trying to meet basic needs.
This is Judy Samuelson, head of the state's Early Childhood Investment Corporation. Last week, she stood in the multipurpose room at the Spartan Child Development Center in East Lansing to announce a new program that would help those families who just miss out on getting child care assistance. The program is called Early Start, and it'll be administered through a public charity called the Women's Caring Program. The Women's Caring Program, or WCP, has been around for 15 years, and last year it spent nearly $300,000 on child care scholarships, much of it funded with private donations. Rachel Downs of WCP explained why people think it's worth the money.
Education is the foundation of economic development, and early childhood education is the strongest investment that we can make in education to support workforce development.
One of the biggest investors in that for WCP is DTE Energy. Diane Antishin from DTE was also at the press conference to explain what the utility gets out of its donation. Basically, a better workforce.
For our current workforce, scholarships like Early Start support working parents so that they do not have to choose between taking a job and providing care for their child, or between a choice of taking a job with higher pay and potentially becoming disqualified for state assistance.
All parents have to make a calculation when it comes to child care, but at the bottom end of the income ladder, that calculation can be the difference between being on welfare and getting a job. And if you're just above that poverty line, spending thousands on child care will take you below it real quick. So the state is stepping in to help families that aren't necessarily destitute, they're just having trouble making that child care calculation work. It's putting $700,000 into the program to help families like Tiffany Burns. She's in medical school. Her husband left the military and went into college. Their daughter Yolana will be one of the first out of 200 kids to get the new scholarship. And Burns says more is needed. She says she had a patient who was a mother of three. She wanted to go back to college, but she was worried she couldn't afford decent child care.
I wonder today if she knew about the Women's Caring Program and scholarships like this, if that might have made a difference for her, if that would have given her the push to find affordable, quality licensed daycare and quality care for her children, if she would have been back to school and furthered her education.
Many parents, of course, would like to be able to stay home with their kids, especially when they're under 2 years old, which is the targeted age for the new Early Start scholarships. For many families, that's a good option. But if it's not an option, because the parents have to work or they have to go to school to build a better future, then the question comes down to whether they can afford quality, enriching child care, like here at the Spartan Child Development Center. And that's why there's a scholarship program for babies. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.